The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Bav Metzia Daf Ayin. An individual approached a moysed, tzedakah, an organization with the following proposal. He was beginning a new hedge fund, and really as a chesed, as a service to the organization, he said, listen, I'll let you invest up to $2 million with my fund. If there's any loss, if the fund loses money, I will personally guarantee your principal you'll get every penny back. If the fund profits, if it does well, the profits are all yours. The Moisid was thrilled with the offer and took him up. A few months later, they realized that they may have a ribis issue on their hands. The Mishnah tells us in Mekablin Tzayin Barzel Mi Yisrael, Bnei Shuhu Ribis, that you cannot take Tzayin Barzel, you cannot take a guaranteed investment from another Yid. Although there's no loan, it's an investment. Since the recipient is guaranteeing the investment, he's guaranteeing the funds, it has the din of the halva, and it would be aser. Now, as the Rishonim explain, this particular case is not ribis d'oraita, it's ribis d'rabbanan. And the reason is that had the deal been, had the fund manager guaranteed a 6% return, that would be ribis, because he would be guaranteeing both the principal and the interest. In this case, however, only the principal was guaranteed. If the fund would not be profitable, there would be no interest that would be paid. And only from the profits that the money made, then the moysid, the tzedakah, would receive those profits. So since there's no guarantee that there will be any interest, there will be any profit payments, and any profit payments are going to be made from the income that this investment actually generated, therefore, it would be a case of ribis d'rabbanon, not ribis d'oraisa. Still, ribis d'rabbanon is ribis d'rabbanon. And the halacha normally is, if a person lends money and agrees to pay ribis d'rabbanon, it's also for him to make these payments. However, apparently, there was another factor that came into play. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says that Mois Yisayim, Amar of Sheshes Mois, shall Yisayim Mutter Lahalvois on Karv Leschav Rachik Lehefsit. Although normally an investment which is Rachik Lehefsit and Karv Leschav, investment which is skewed in favor of the investor, where it's more like it's his much closer, it's much more likely for him to gain than for him to lose, such investments are often usur because of Hilchas Ribis. By Mois Yisayimim, if we're dealing with orphans, if we're dealing with a keren that's set up for their benefit, such cases are mutter. And as the Rishonim explained, Chazal, this is a special kula, when Chazal created the Issur Ribis D'Rabbanon, they did not put these Yisurim on Yisayimim, because they wanted to encourage people to invest money on behalf of Yisayimim, and on the best possible terms. And therefore, they made an exception for Mois Yisayimim, for orphans' money, and it's allowed to be invested in this manner. Going back to our situation, because we're dealing with a Mois Yitzdakah, we are dealing with money which is equivalent to Mois Yisayimim, and we are dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanon. There was no Ktitzas Ribis, there was no agreement to pay Ribis. This would be mutter according to most shitas, because most shitas do not limit the kula to simply karv l'schar rachik lehefsid. Most shitas say that any form of ribis d'rabbanon is permissible by Mois Yisayimim. There was, however, a bit of a complication. And that is, how many moises out there have $2 million sitting around to invest in a fund? Not too many. So what happened? What had happened is as follows. What had happened is that the Moisid didn't have any cash available. They found one of their supporters. And what they did is they went back to the fund manager and said, listen, we don't have the money, but this supporter is willing to put up the money. He'll invest the $2 million. You'll guarantee his investment, and any of the profits will come to us. Now this completely changes the shaila. The Gemara tells us that if Yisayim, if orphans have money, we have money that belongs to a Keren, that money can be lent out with Ribbis Rabbanim. The Yisurim do not apply. However, what happens if I'm an individual? I want to be Malva B'Ribbis. I want to lend money, I want to charge interest. I now have a nice idea. What I do is, I hang up a sign in my office, all proceeds to tzedakah. Is that going to work? No. This is a special kula that an organization, that Ma'is Shel Yisayimim, the Issu Ribbis was not put upon Yisayimim. And by extension, Paiskim will extend it to Hegdish or to other money that belongs to the public, which is for a Dvar Mitzvah. However, if the money belongs to an individual, and he is investing it, and it's being personally guaranteed to him, the fact that he's going to be Magdish the proceeds, the fact that he's going to take the profits, the income that's generated, and give that to charity, that is not a Hezer. And that is not a reason to be mako. And this setup should l'chayra be aser. Now, as it turns out, there was an additional factor, and that is how many maestas have supporters who have $2 million sitting around that they'll just give to their organization for a couple of years. The answer again is not too many. And what emerged was that this money was money that had already been given to a foundation, was given to some sort of either donor advised fund or some charitable foundation, so that the money no longer belonged to this supporter. It no longer belonged to the individual. It was already earmarked for tzedakah. It was already in a foundation. It already was Ma'is Yisayimim. And what essentially was happening was one charity was putting up the money with an arrangement that the profits would go to a second charity. Once these facts emerged, it became clear that all the parties here were Ma'is Yisayimim. Therefore, and we were dealing with Ribbis Rabbanon, the case at the end of the day was mutter, and they were able to collect the profits that were generated from these funds. And this story is just a very good example how in Hilchos Ribbis, it's one thing to be familiar with the halachos. You also, when you deal with a situation, you have to dig very carefully exactly what the arrangements, what the deal is. Because the slightest change in some of the underlying facts can make a tremendous impact on what the ultimate halacha l'maisa is going to be.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.